A Complete Guide to the Futures Market by Jack D. Schwager. Imagine entering a high-stakes poker game where the rules are familiar, yet the players operate on an entirely different level. You've studied probabilities, observed professionals, and convinced yourself that with the right strategy, you can compete. At first, your decisions seem sound. Confidence builds with each successful hand. But then, the tide shifts. The cards stop falling in your favor. The experts anticipate your every move, and before you know it, you're out of chips, wondering what went wrong. This is the reality of the futures market. At first, it seems logical. Prices move with supply and demand, and trends unfold predictably. Then, disorder emerges. Markets turn erratic. Stop losses trigger moments before reversals. And sure thing, trades vanish with unexpected news. What seemed like a steady climb becomes a cycle of gains and losses that tests your understanding of the game itself. I remember my first attempt at futures trading, armed with knowledge, strategies, and confidence in my edge. The market had other plans. Setups that worked in theory collapsed when real money was on the line. Meanwhile, seasoned traders moved effortlessly through the chaos, while I struggled to control my emotions. It didn't take long to realize my biggest opponent wasn't the market. It was me. Fear led to reckless entries. Hesitation turned small losses into catastrophic ones. And my need to be right blinded me to reality. That's why A Complete Guide to the Futures Market is more than a technical manual. It's a survival guide. Memorizing patterns isn't enough. True success requires understanding how the game is really played. Schwager doesn't just teach trading mechanics. He exposes the mental traps, statistical realities, and discipline required to endure in a market designed to test even the most prepared. He covers chart patterns, indicators, spread trading, and options. But more importantly, he emphasizes what most traders ignore: managing risk, controlling emotions, and following a structured process, even in chaos. So are you ready to step into the game? Not just to play, but to master it. Part 1. Preliminaries. Chapter 1, for beginners only. Chapter 3, charts, forecasting tool or folklore. Chapter 4, types of charts. Chapter 5, linking contracts for long-term chart analysis. Chapter 6, trends. Chapter 7, trading ranges. Chapter 8, support and resistance. Support and resistance levels act as psychological battlegrounds in market movements. Support represents a price floor where buying interest strengthens, while resistance marks a ceiling where selling pressure intensifies. These aren't rigid lines, but zones that require multiple tests to prove their validity. Schwager highlights their importance in anticipating potential breakouts, cautioning that false signals abound. The strongest traders recognize when a level is genuinely breaking versus when the market is merely testing its limits. Chapter 9. Chart patterns. Chart patterns. Beloved by traders, yet deceptively unreliable. Head and shoulders, double tops, triangles, each promises insights into market psychology. Yet Schwager warns against forcing structure onto randomness. Patterns offer guidance, but they are not guarantees. The key lies in context volume, confirmation, and market conditions must align. Traders who rely solely on patterns risk misreading the market. Those who use them alongside sound strategy gain an edge. Chapter 10, is chart analysis still valid? Chapter 11, technical indicators. Technical indicators aim to refine analysis, from moving averages to momentum oscillators like RSI. While these tools help confirm trends and spot potential reversals, Schwager warns against over-reliance. Too many indicators create conflicting signals, leading to paralysis rather than clarity. The best traders use indicators as supplements, not substitutes, focusing on how they enhance price action rather than obscure it. Mastery lies in selecting the right tools for the right market conditions, not in collecting as many as possible. Part 3. Applying chart analysis to trading. Identifying patterns and trends is just the beginning. True mastery lies in execution. This section shifts from theory to action, demonstrating how to apply chart analysis effectively in real-world trading. Schwager underscores that even the most advanced technical strategies are meaningless without solid trade management. Here, the focus is on making strategic mid-trend entries, setting effective stop-loss levels, and defining exit strategies, all with the overarching goal of surviving long enough to thrive in the market. Chapter 12. Mid-trend entry and pyramiding. The ideal entry point isn't always at the start of a trend. Often the best trades emerge mid-trend. Schwager teaches traders to wait for confirmation, leveraging pullbacks, consolidations, or breakouts to enter with confidence. This chapter also explores pyramiding, adding to a winning position as the trend strengthens. While powerful, pyramiding requires discipline. Adding too aggressively without risk control can quickly turn success into failure. The key is incremental positioning, ensuring each addition is justified by market confirmation. Chapter 13. Choosing stop-loss points. No trend is infallible, making stop-loss placement crucial. Poorly positioned stops either expose traders to excessive losses or eject them prematurely. Schwager outlines multiple stop-loss strategies, percentage-based, volatility-based, and chart-based, all emphasizing market structure rather than arbitrary placement. The greatest mistake? Adjusting stops emotionally. A stop-loss isn't just a technical tool. It's a safeguard for capital, testing a trader's discipline and commitment to risk management. Chapter 14. Setting objectives and other position exit criteria. Knowing when to exit is as critical as knowing when to enter. Many traders obsess over entries but neglect exits, leading to missed profits or unnecessary losses. Schwager presents multiple exit strategies: risk-reward targeting, chart-based signals, and time-based exits. He warns of the psychological traps greed prolongs trades beyond their peak, while fear cuts gain short. The best traders enter with a predefined exit plan, ensuring logic, not emotion, dictates their decisions. Above all else, respect the trend. The most common mistake traders make is resisting the market, trying to predict reversals instead of following momentum. Trends persist longer than expected, and fighting them is a quick route to losses. Schwager emphasizes objectivity price action is the ultimate truth, and success comes from adapting to the market, not attempting to outthink it. The strongest traders embrace humility, recognizing that survival depends on aligning with market forces rather than opposing them. Chapter 16. Technical trading systems, structure and design. Schwager provides real-world examples of trading systems, from trend-based strategies using moving averages and breakout signals to momentum-driven and mean reversion models. These serve as templates rather than universal solutions, as no single system works best in all market conditions. More importantly, a system's effectiveness depends on the trader. If a strategy doesn't align with personal psychology and risk tolerance, it becomes difficult to follow in real time. The core lesson? Success isn't about mathematical sophistication. It's about consistency, discipline, and adaptability. Backtesting is a trader's compass, but its reliability depends entirely on the data behind it. Futures contracts expire, causing price gaps that can distort results. To counter this, traders use continuous contract data. But which method of adjustment is truly accurate? Schwager stresses that choosing the wrong price series can lead to deceptive conclusions. Before trusting backtesting outcomes, one must understand how these price histories are constructed. After all, a strategy should be tested against real market behavior, not an illusion created by flawed data. A system that excels in backtesting isn't necessarily viable in live markets. Schwager details the process of testing and optimization, cautioning against curve-fitting excessively, refining a system to match past price movements, making it fragile in real-world conditions. To prevent overfitting, he advocates out-of-sample testing, reserving part of the historical data for validation. Monte Carlo simulation is another key tool, stress testing a system under varying conditions to gauge its resilience. The lesson? No system is flawless. True robustness lies in adaptability to changing market dynamics. Chapter 20. How to evaluate past performance. A profitable system isn't necessarily a sustainable one. Many traders fixate on returns while neglecting crucial factors like drawdowns, volatility, and risk-adjusted performance. But can you truly endure a system that delivers high returns if it also brings gut-wrenching losses? Part 5. Fundamental Analysis. Introduction. Fundamental analysis uncovers the forces behind market movements, supply, demand, and psychology. Yet Schwager warns it's no exact science. Markets defy logic, reacting unpredictably to news and trends. Part 5 of A Complete Guide to the Futures Market explores how traders can integrate fundamental insights without neglecting timing and sentiment, emphasizing that no single approach ensures success, but balance enhances decision-making. Chapter 21, 14 Popular Fallacies or What Not to Do Wrong. Many traders approach fundamental analysis with flawed assumptions. Schwager dismantles 14 common fallacies, cautioning against the belief that supply and demand dictate price movements in a straightforward manner. Market reactions are shaped by sentiment, liquidity, and macroeconomic conditions, often delaying or even reversing expected outcomes. One prevalent misconception is assuming historical price patterns will repeat without considering evolving market conditions. Another is overconfidence in single-factor predictions, such as interest rates or government reports, ignoring the complex interplay of market influences. The key takeaway? Avoid absolute certainty. Markets behave irrationally, and successful traders account for unpredictability. Chapter 22, Supply-Demand Analysis, Basic Economic Theory. At its core, fundamental analysis is a study of supply and demand forces. Schwager illustrates how factors like production levels, geopolitical events, and economic policies impact supply, while consumer behavior, industrial needs, and macroeconomic cycles shape demand. Yet, market reactions are rarely proportional. Perceived shortages or surpluses drive exaggerated price movements. A key insight is the inherent lag in supply adjustments. When demand spikes, new production cannot appear overnight. Traders anticipating these delays can gain a crucial edge, positioning themselves before prices fully reflect fundamental shifts. Chapter 23. Types of Fundamental Analysis. Fundamental analysis takes many forms, each with its own strengths. Macroeconomic analysis assesses GDP growth, inflation, and interest rates to gauge economic health. Industry-specific analysis examines factors unique to a market, weather patterns in agriculture, OPEC decisions in energy, or technological disruptions in metals. Chapter 24. The Role of Expectations. This chapter delves into trader psychology, covering herd mentality, where collective overreactions amplify price swings, and confirmation bias, where traders selectively interpret data to reinforce pre-existing views. The lesson: success requires analyzing not just fundamentals, but also how the market is processing those fundamentals. Chapter 25, Incorporating Inflation. Inflation plays a significant part in every financial market, though plenty of traders fail to fully appreciate its effects. When inflation starts climbing, it usually pushes commodity prices upward as investors look for tangible assets to shield themselves from currency depreciation. Still, the dynamic isn't straightforward. Elevated interest rates, often implemented to counter inflation, raise the expense of holding onto commodities, which can occasionally lessen their allure. Chapter 26. Seasonal Analysis. Numerous futures markets display seasonal trends influenced by predictable changes in supply and demand. Schwager points out how agricultural prices vary with planting and harvest seasons, how energy needs spike during winter months, and how financial markets show seasonal behaviors such as the January effect. Chapter 27. Analyzing Market Response. One of the most overlooked aspects of trading is assessing how markets react to news. Schwager stresses that understanding price behavior is as critical as understanding the fundamentals themselves. If a bullish oil inventory report is released and prices fall, it signals that expectations were already priced in, or that a larger underlying factor is at play. Schwager outlines a methodical way to approach forecasting, not as a foolproof prediction tool, but as a means to improve a trader's chances of success. The crux is pinpointing the main forces shaping the market supply-side elements like production levels and geopolitical uncertainties, paired with demand-side aspects such as economic expansion and consumer behavior, and then measuring their effects using past data. Still, the greatest danger lies in overfitting, where a model looks perfect when tested against historical results but falls apart in live market scenarios. To counter this, Schwager underscores the need for out-of-sample testing and ongoing adjustments, ensuring models stay adaptable, relevant, and responsive to changing market conditions. Chapter 29. Fundamental Analysis and Trading. Fundamental analysis equips traders with a useful sense of direction, but the real difference maker is how well it's applied. Schwager highlights the difficulty of getting the timing right. Plenty of traders accurately spot long-term trends but jump in too early, facing losses before the market catches up with their view. Staying adaptable and managing risks effectively is crucial, especially as market conditions evolve and previously important factors lose relevance. The trick is finding balance. Leaning on fundamentals to uncover possibilities, using technical and sentiment analysis to sharpen entry timing, and applying strict risk management to protect gains. Schwager's main takeaway stands out: knowing the markets isn't enough. It's the skill to adjust and act decisively that drives consistent success. Chapter 30. The Art of Spread Trading. Spread trading means taking opposing positions in two related contracts, aiming to capitalize on shifts in the gap between their prices. Schwager breaks it down into two main types: calendar spreads, where traders bet on the same commodity but across different delivery months, and inter-commodity spreads, where contracts from distinct yet related markets are matched up. Though spread trading can reduce volatility and lower margin demands, it calls for a solid grasp of market forces, since sudden economic changes can throw these relationships off balance. Chapter 31. Balancing inter-commodity spreads. Not every commodity is played by the same rules, so figuring out contract ratios is vital to spread trading. Futures contracts differ in terms of size, tick value, and pricing units, so position sizes need careful calibration. Schwager cautions against assuming tight correlations because markets seem linked, since outside shocks like policy changes, supply chain hiccups, or shifts in demand can throw off expected price patterns. The secret to pulling off inter-commodity spreads lies in precise contract sizing and a solid risk evaluation approach to avoid accidental directional bets. Currency futures open up another path for relative value plays, where spreads often hinge on interest rate gaps, central bank moves, and broader economic currents. One popular tactic is the cross-currency spread taking opposing stances in two currency pairs, like going long on EURUSD while shorting GBPUSD to wager on regional strength differences. Another big strategy is interest rate arbitrage, cashing in on mismatched yield outlooks. Unlike spreads in commodities or equities, currency markets feel the heavy weight of geopolitical twists and trade policies, so traders need to stay nimble and ready for shifting global dynamics. Chapter 35. Strategic option trading. Once traders have a firm handle on options, they can step past simple calls and put into building more advanced strategies suited to the market's mood. Covered calls can bring in steady income while keeping some room for gains, protective puts act as a safety net, and volatility-focused plays like straddles and strangle cash in on big market swings. Spread setups, such as bull call spreads or iron condors, help fine-tune risk levels, providing clear frameworks for market situations. Schwager cautions against making things too complicated. Winning at options trading comes down to picking the right approach for the moment, not piling on unnecessary layers. Chapter 38. 50 Market Wizard Lessons. Schwager distills the wisdom of elite traders into 50 essential lessons, emphasizing that risk management precedes profit. Without capital, even brilliance is futile. The greatest traders cut losses swiftly, shun excessive leverage, and treat each trade as one of many, never a do-or-die moment. Specialization is another key. Market wizards don't chase trends. They master a specific edge and execute with precision. Yet mindset is just as vital as strategy. Setbacks are inevitable, but resilience, discipline, and independent thinking separate those who endure from those who fade. Closing thoughts: mastering the unpredictable. If there's one truth about the futures market, it's that certainty is an illusion. No matter how much knowledge a trader gains or how refined their strategies become, the market remains untamed. Many fail because they chase predictability in a world built on chaos. The best traders don't predict the future. They prepare for it. They execute consistently, control risk, and protect their capital at all costs. This book is more than a technical manual. It's a survival guide. Strategy alone isn't enough. Execution is what separates those who endure from those who don't. Risk isn't to be feared but managed. Losses aren't failures but part of the process. Success isn't about avoiding them. It's about keeping them controlled, manageable, and never devastating. So where does that leave you? Will you embrace discipline over impulse? Process over ego? The futures market will always be unpredictable. But those who master the market and themselves may find the rewards extraordinary.